It's been 6 months almost to the day since Madeleine McCann was last seen, at least seen in public. She's the three-year-old girl who disappeared last May when her family was on vacation in Portugal. The story captivated Europe. Her picture was everywhere. David Beckham and J.K. Rowling were doing public announcements pleading for her safe return. There's still been no sign of her, and suspicion, at least on the part of Portuguese authorities, is that Madeleine's parents know much more about their daughter's disappearance than they've let on. So we thought we'd get a six-month update on this story. Alison Roberts reports for the BBC from Portugal. She's been following the case. Hi, Alison.
Hi there.
Thanks so much for coming on. The last time we talked about this on the Bryant Park Project, Madeleine's mother had been named a formal person of interest by Portuguese police. What has happened since then?
Well, of course, both the parents were named formal suspects. Very difficult to translate the Portuguese word arguido, which is their status now in the case. But it basically means that they don't have to answer questions and that they actually don't have to tell the truth in interrogations, in interviews with police, which is the case with witnesses. Since they were declared arguidos, formal suspects, in terms of substance, there's actually been very little come forward. There have been no new suspects. There have been no charges. Charges under Portuguese law can only come at the end of what they call the inquiry phase, when the police have got all the evidence they're going to get. In other words, they can't lay charges and then go and get more evidence afterwards. So it could be quite a long, drawn-out process, whoever is charged and if anyone is charged.
I don't know if you can really know this because you're not a member of the Portuguese police, but is the sense that they really suspect that the McCanns were somehow involved in this, or is this just part of the procedure? I mean, how serious is the fact that they have placed him as arguidos, or however you say that word?
No, despite the fact that there's really very, very little official information coming out, I think there's an extent to which we are justified in saying that there are quite specific accusations, if you like, if not formal charges, that the police have put to the McCanns in particular. And we know that because friends of the McCanns have said that in interrogation there were certain questions raised and certain things put to them which suggested that they had been some way involved in their daughter's disappearance and indeed possible death, because the head of the police force here in Portugal has said, and the spokesman on the case said earlier, that this was something that they were thinking was very, very likely, that she may no longer be alive. In fact, the head of the police a few weeks ago in an interview with a Spanish newspaper said that all hypotheses are open, but it's fairly clear. We've had a number of statements by him and by others saying that they are sticking to the main line of the investigation, but they are maintaining all possibilities open. Just recently, there was a report, for example, of a suitcase having been found at the airport nearest to where little Madeleine went missing. And this suitcase was reportedly sent to the same laboratory in Birmingham that's done tests on other samples taken from the apartment where the McCanns were staying and from cars and from other places. And this, the finding and the handing in of this suitcase, according to the McCanns themselves, indicates that, that it could be involved somehow in an abduction. Now, the very fact that Portuguese police have handed in that suitcase and have passed it on, if that is true, certainly would indicate that they are continuing to look at any evidence that might come up and are keeping an open mind if there's anything comes up, whether in Portugal or indeed in Spain or Morocco. There have been a number of sightings there, as you may know, and in other countries. They will follow them up. They have always said that.
What are, from an evidentiary standpoint, what are the things that the Portuguese police are saying lead them to have suspicions about the McCann parents?
Well, I mean, the truth is that they're saying absolutely nothing official. I'm afraid that the legal situation is, quite literally, that the Portuguese police are not supposed to say anything about what is within the investigation itself. So when they do talk about the case, they talk about it in the vaguest terms. Again, what we do know is that at the end of July and at the beginning of August, we know this because there were many reporters in the area and covering the case at the time, we know that there were samples taken from various vehicles from the apartment where the McCanns had been staying on May the 3rd when Madeleine went missing, and that those samples were sent to a laboratory in Birmingham, and that there have been tests, many, many tests being done on those samples. and that even now, at the beginning of November, the laboratory says that tests are ongoing. We know that some of the results have come back. We know that some of those results indicate that there was a genetic match of a high probability with Madeline from samples taken from certain places, including, it is believed, from the trunk of a car that was hired by the McCanns some 3 weeks after their daughter disappeared, went missing. And so we know that much. We know that there are more results possibly to come, but we are never told when they arrive. We are not told the full substance of them. So really the concrete information we have is very, very limited. And this is, of course, what promotes and what encourages the huge speculation there has been about this case.
Speaking of the sort of perception of it, I guess, in the UK, this was obviously initially a huge story and pictures of Madeline everywhere and everyone calling for her safe return. Now that at least some amount of suspicion, whether justified or not, has turned towards the parents, how has that changed the way people in the UK feel about this story?
I think it's actually very difficult to judge that. You know, I think it's fairly straightforward to look at the press coverage itself and say that the papers seem to be stressing one line and then perhaps later they stressed another line. And certainly when those samples that I mentioned were taken at the time that dogs were brought over by British police, so they're British dogs in effect, and that were brought over to help the Portuguese, and that allegedly, reportedly, detected the smell that would come from a corpse. These were dogs that are specifically trained to detect the smell of a corpse that might even be in a place just for a few minutes. When those dogs were brought in, and when it emerged that they had reacted very strongly to the possible presence of a smell of a corpse, it was around that time, as I say, in early August, that perhaps one could say that the press coverage in Britain started to turn and it started to open more to the possibility that the McCanns might possibly be somewhere involved, and certainly to recognising that the Portuguese police did have some suspicions about them, and also to some extent about the group of friends that the McCanns were dining with on that evening and their accounts of what happened on that evening. However, I think to go from there to talk about British public opinion or the opinion of people who are following the story and say that that's changed completely in line with the papers would actually be wrong, because there's quite a lot of evidence that, for example, in the blogosphere and even in the forums on the websites of the newspapers themselves, there have always been very mixed opinions, and there have been, for example, a lot of people who from quite early on were quite accusatory with regard to the way the McCanns had left their children in the apartment when they were dining that night. I think that's something that's been there all along, not only in Portugal, but also in Britain.
Hmm. Alison Roberts of the BBC reporting from Portugal, been covering the Madeline McCann case here on the just about 6 month anniversary of her disappearance. Thank you, Alison.
Sure.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, what makes you read a story online and then send it to your friends? That'd be pretty interesting, right? We'll take a look at some of the most popular and most emailed stories that are making their way around the internets.
And how Don Imus might be in league with Cowboy Church coming up, we'll explain on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.